In post-9/11 America, security sells, even better than before. There's some evidence of that at the Washington Convention Center this week, GovSec 2006, the Government Security Expo and Conference. Vendors selling everything from bigger mobile emergency centers to better surveillance towers to sharper knives. On the high-tech end, Vito Gambino of Northrop Grumman demonstrated the Remotech Andros unmanned ground vehicle, a rolling robot you can send up close to a suspicious package or a bad guy who's cornered while you stay at a safe distance. It has an arm that can extend up to 8 feet, two sets of wheels, treaded and regular, a grip to pick things up, several cameras, even a microphone and a speaker.
Come out with your hands up.
I'm unarmed. I'm a reporter.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Would you like fries with that?
So, a couple of things to keep in mind.
Yeah.
The machine has to be on in order to be rideable. So, some people have the perception that it's always in a ready mode. It's not. Mm-hmm. So, as
that's
you
Brenda
see,
Mahoney from Segway, Inc., showing me how to steer a Segway, which at GovSec, at least, is marketed as a law enforcement tool. Segways are those two-wheeled individual transportation vehicles that were much touted a few years back, but have never really caught on with the general public. Mahoney says the virtue of a Segway for community policing or for security guards is that it's disarming, not as in taking the suspect's gun from him, but as in cool or goofy.
By riding our vehicle, people find that you're more approachable. Even me as a standard rider, I'll have people just come up to me to talk to me. So if you take an airport setting, for example, a piece of feedback that we received from BWI Airport that uses them on a regular basis is that people found it far less alarming to see a security patrol person riding through the airport responding to something than to see them running.
On the expo floor at GovSec, you're more likely to see laptops harnessed to various security tasks and firearms, but the guns are there too.
My name is Clyde Caceres. I'm Vice President of Business Development at Crimson Trace Corporation in Portland, Oregon.
Crimson Trace is appropriately named. The company makes laser grips for guns. The laser, its switch, and power source are in the grip right under your hand. The red line of the laser is very close to the flight line of the bullet.
It helps firearms and users of firearms be more accurate, make better decisions about their targeting and what it is they're doing with their firearm.
It should help me shoot straighter if I have this, but yes. More to the point than that, it amplifies my warning. If you see that red dot on you,
very good analysis.
That adds some reality to my saying, hands up, I've got a weapon on you.
Yeah, it shows the severity of where the communication level's at right now. And then the other thing it does is, because it's not mechanical, it allows you to move the sights from your eye plane, which allows you now to be able to see over the gun and around the gun and make better decisions about the threat you're facing.
As you can hear, the official language of GovSec is security speak. And there is an aesthetic side to this. Scott Burnett of Ogden, Utah, is with Symbol Arts, a company which makes many things, but above all, badges.
We actually sell manufacturer badges, patches, pins, coins, awards, medals, all that sort of stuff.
Some of these badges are somewhere between police badge and auto hood ornament. I mean, look at this one down here. What can you describe this one to me?
That's a Lewiston badge.
From Lewiston, Maine?
Yep, just an old-fashioned style.
Here's Bridgeport.
Bridgeport, we do Hartford.
Bridgeport has an interesting, it's a dull finish.
It's a satin antique finish.
Satin antique finish police badge.
Mm-hmm. We customize anything. We have an in-store art department. I mean, we got one over here, got a wildcat on the top.
Scott Burnett of Symbol Arts, whose slogan is, "We make it official." They were exhibiting among many vendors who try to make it safer at GovSec, the Government Security Expo and Conference in Washington, D.C.